Ditch the homework and listen to the hits. YouTube on Stafford FM.
This week we're heading all the way back to August when 13 at the Fringe joined us in the studio.
Guess who we're joined by tonight?
Yeah, we're joined by the class of 13. We are joined by Tom Sade, twin sister Kelly Sade, and Abby Venables. How are you doing, guys?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Well, you guys are doing the show 13, and we're going to be doing it at the Gatehouse in a couple of weeks. And you did a bit last year, didn't you? I came and saw it last year. But tell us a bit about the story.
A 12-year-old boy called Evan Goldman, and he's turning 13, and it's about all the trouble he goes through becoming a man, and the problems he has when he has to go to... He moves school, so he's making a new bunch of friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's all about the troubles you have when you're a teenager, really.
So, is it a lot of hard work working on 13?
We've had a couple of rehearsals. I think we've got... The week before we go, we have every day intense rehearsals, making sure that we're all 100% ready to go, because it's got to be perfect.
Yeah, and it's going to be even more intense in Edinburgh because we have a technical rehearsal at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we have to get up at
3.30 in the morning.
Ouch. It's a bit busy, really.
I've not been able to do that at all.
So how long have you guys been in SGIT for then? Like, how long have you been doing shows?
I've been in it for about 6 years now.
We've only been doing shows for the past 3 years. We started off with 13. And,
then we did Into the Woods, which was
Into the Woods,
really
which
good.
We did in April this year.
Yeah, I came and saw that. It was really good.
And now we're going back to 13, so we'll be visiting that.
Ditch the homework and listen to the hits. YouTube on Stafford FM.
Well, I'm playing Charlotte, who is part of Three Girls and a gossip.
I'm playing Evan Goldman.
Who's Evan Goldman?
Evan Goldman's kind of the main character.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that, but yeah. He's kind of the character the story revolves around, really.
And I play Lucy, who is the really rude, spiteful, and jealous character who everybody kind of hates in the end.
Yeah.
She steals the man.
Oh.
Sorry.
Boo. Get out.
Would you say you're more excited and nervous, or more nervous and excited, or like which one would you say you are more to perform this?
More excited, because it's a completely new experience.
Yeah, the nerves haven't come yet, but...
The nerves will come in, because we're doing another show as well as 13. I think the nerves will set in when we're, like, rehearsing for it, because we have a week... before we go to the Fringe Festival, where we're rehearsing pretty much every day, and then we have the performance on Saturday, and we go straight up to Edinburgh on the Sunday. So it's very, very busy.
Well, yeah, we'll definitely talk about the Fringe Festival later, as that's an amazing opportunity. But what's the atmosphere like when you're on stage then? Because I know you guys, like, you're all very theatre and I'm part of Mites and SGIT too, but you guys were doing it for, like, since you could walk. So what's the atmosphere like on stage?
I think doing shows is
fun.
Yeah, it's pretty much everything.
It's the buzz you get, really. I mean, it's just you do a whole show, and
it's when the audience laugh at the good adult humour.
Because you might rehearse a show for weeks and months, and then when you put it on stage and there's an audience, they all laugh at things that you wouldn't expect them to laugh at, and you just kind of get a real buzz for the show, really.
It's great, especially when you get the feedback after. Like, when we've just finished doing Les Mis, The Gatehouse, and that was amazing, because being on stage is fantastic.
So
yeah.
And afterwards, people, and then the reviews we got, it was just amazing.
Mm-hmm. So this has got to be one of the biggest shows SGIT has ever done. If people don't know SGIT, do you want to explain that over?
Right, well, SGIT stands for Stafford Gatehouse Youth Theatre, and it's a place where, I don't know what the ages are, is it about 8 till 18?
I think I've got the notes here, it's 7 till 18.
Seven, yeah. Oh, I was close. and it's basically you go to chill out, but do lots of drama with it as well, and meet
new
people.
Yeah, it's more acting-based as opposed to, like, compare it to somewhere like Mike's, which is very musical, like, sort of musicals. And these guys are doing a musical, but purely because their group is a very musical group.
Yeah, we don't want to give out wrong messages, because we are the only group who've been doing musicals for SGIT.
Yeah, we're all part of it, extra groups that all do musicals, and our, like, director, Richard, realised this and thought it would be a great opportunity for us.
Yeah, 13's one of the most shortest musicals that we've done. Like, Into the Woods was 2 hours long.
Yeah. Well,
I remember that.
We had to shorten the whole show down to 70 minutes, though, for the Edinburgh Fringe.
Was that a lot cut out?
20 minutes. So yeah, it's
20 minutes. That's a lot.
At least you didn't have to cut into the woods down because we'd have to
that would have been
get rid of about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Great, that one.
So, yeah, this is definitely one of the biggest shows. How many have you done so far of 13 and how many have we got to come? Where can people watch it? That's the biggest one.
Come to the Gatehouse.
Yeah.
Okay. What day is it on?
Saturday the 18th of August.
Thanks, Tom.
Is that 7? Oh, I should know. 7 o'clock, I think. Oh. 7 or 7.30.
Yeah, 7.30. Saturday the 18th of August, tickets are £12.50.
So
then
we go
to Edinburgh on the 19th.
It's like a gala performance, which means that, well, it's helping us to raise money because obviously going to Edinburgh for a week is very expensive.
Yeah.
So
it's been heavily subsidised by the council, though. So
yeah, so we're incredibly thankful.
Well, that's good, and you definitely enjoy it, don't you? Definitely.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
completely.
Definitely worth the time you spend there.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
So if you do want to join SGYT, it's a good thing to do. If you do want to join, just pop into the box office and get an application form. There's a little booklet you can read through, which we'll probably have a little skim through in a bit. It's about £55 a term, which isn't too bad considering what you get, really.
Oh, yeah, the workshop to do is absolutely excellent.
You certainly get a lot out.
Yeah, it improves your skills.
Ditch the homework and listen to the hits. YouTube on Stafford FM.
So, I was doing a little bit of research, and it came up with some people saying that it's been described as the new High School Musical. What would you say to that?
I'm quite offended by that, actually.
would you compare it to that? What would you say?
Definitely.
If you stand here behind me and you call me a man and you're counting on me to come through, you should know that I'll give you the best that I can, but we all have a little more homework to do. If you're walking beside me and you wanna be friends, you should know I'm depending on you. So you gotta hang in there till the whole story ends, 'cause we all have a little more homework to do. 'Cause I've been looking in the back of the book for the answers, hoping the bell wouldn't chime. But I'm not ready to put down my pencil just yet. There are too many answers that I didn't get. I need a little less pressure and a little more time. I'm trying to follow, I am trying to lead, I'm trying to find what is true. But if you're gonna stand with me, then you have to concede that we all have a little more homework to do.
Ditch the homework and listen to the hits. YouTube on Stafford FM.
What nickname was Edinburgh given a few years ago?
Fringe Festival.
Oh, no. Ed.
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 It's Ed. Just Ed.
No.
Is it just Edinburgh or the entire Fringe Festival?
Just Edinburgh.
Yeah, I'm saying Ed.
You're just going with Ed?
Yeah, Ed. Let's go with Ed.
Ed. Okay. Tom?
I have no idea.
Okay. I'll reveal the answers in a bit.
Oh, let's just get it.
How many tickets, estimated, were sold last year?
Oh, that was another Wikipedia.
Oh, no. Cheating.
Oh, no.
What, over the whole of Edinburgh Fringe?
Over the whole of Edinburgh Fringe, how many tickets estimated were sold last year?
Mm. Well, apparently, according to Wikipedia, there were 2,500 shows last year.
Ooh. So work out your tickets.
Could be.
Millions.
It depends how big the venues were and how many people watch.
Oh, she's being clever about this.
That's true, because like we've got a venue with over 150 people or something like that.
Yeah.
Some venues only have like 20 seats. So.
Oh, could be like. Yeah.
Just take any guess. Abby first, go on.
Wait, how many?
What did you say?
60,000 is a terrible guess, but I'll just stick with that.
60,000. Okay.
No, 600,000.
600,000, okay.
I'd like to go with 700,000.
700,000.
I'm going to stick with this now and go with 500,000.
Okay.
Who's closest?
I'm not telling you yet.
Oh.
No.
Final question. What was the last award that Edinburgh Fringe Festival won?
Something to do with a comedy award or something.
Not sure.
But the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
The Edinburgh Fringe Festival one. Not Edinburgh.
I don't know what type of award.
Is it anyone particular that you want to mention?
convention?
Nope.
Well, it's the largest art festival in the world, so...
Could be the largest
best arts festival.
And
I think the comedy award.
A comedy award.
I'm going to go with that.
Okay, and Tom?
Most money made from food.
Most money. That's quite a good award.
Food.
This question was, what nickname was Edinburgh given? Now, we got Ed. Ed, do you want to... Ed. Do you want to know the actual answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The actual answer is the Athens of the North.
Well, there you go.
So well.
Ed is a bit more catchy.
Yeah.
For Ed.
Okay, next question was, how many tickets, estimated, were sold last year at the Edinburgh Fringe?
2 million.
We've changed our answer.
We've
just researched.
Research, 2 million, it's 1.8 million. Oh. You're close enough.
I was closest, actually.
Close enough. And final question, what's the last award Edinburgh Fringe Festival won?
Oh, that's a comedy.
It was the Malcolm Hardy Award for Comic Originality and Thought of Performance.
Yep, there you go, you can have that one.
It's a catchy one.
I basically won that.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 points to Kelly, none
so
to the others.
Oh.
Yeah,
thank you so much for coming in, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been brilliant.
Yeah, thank you for having
us. Yes, thank you, guys. Good luck with the performances.
Ditch the homework and listen to the hits. YouthTube on Stafford FM.
A big thank you to 13 at the Fringe who joined us back in August on YouthTube on Stafford FM. We'll be back soon, joined by special guest Ebony Jade Fraser. We'll see you then.